An overnight curfew is in effect in East Timor after President José Ramos Horta was shot in an attack at his home near the capital, Dili, earlier this morning. There are fears that the attack could spark a return to factional bloodshed in the newly independent nation. Ramos Horta was airlifted to a hospital in the city of Darwin, Australia, earlier today, where he was put on a ventilator in intensive care. Australia, which leads a peacekeeping force in East Timor, says it is sending about 150 more troops to help stabilise the situation. We spoke to Principal Catholic Chaplain of the Australian Army, Monsignor Greg Flynn.
The Australian Army has a chaplain, Catholic chaplain, currently serving in East Timor. My concern is with him, and we'll try and contact him over the next couple of days to just let him know of our prayerful support. But I'm very confident of his ability to support the incoming troops as well as the troops there. Being a Catholic priest, of course, he is probably, because he's not been long there, because there has been a rotation of Australian troops, that he will probably be beginning to move around the clergy of East Timor and being able to assist in those assistance to the civil community type activities that the Australian Army, the Australian Defence Force would be undertaking, as well as their purely military role. Stability is one of the jobs of chaplaincy and defence forces, and it's a job that the Australian Defence Force does very well. It has a very fine reputation. But I do emphasise, as far as I'm aware, that the people are calm and going about their daily business in Timor-Leste,